Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A cardboard boat regatta is coming to Lake Red Rock. Let's go in-depth with Will Prather with the Red Rock Lake Association. Well, Will, what's the Red Rock Lake Association?
Red Rock Lake Association is a nonprofit organization that's organized primarily to support and do things for Lake Red Rock. They work closely with the Corps, and it's kind of a we've kind of got an agreement with the Corps, and they allow us to do things because the money goes back to the Corps. So we've promoted, actually it was started back in 1965 before the dam was even built. They've been involved through the years in some very worthwhile projects and some not so worthwhile projects, but it's been a fairly active organization.
Okay, and people become members, how does that work?
Yes. Actually, we have a board of directors of 12 people that actually do most of the work. But we can become a member for $35 a year, I think it is. And we've got something like 150 members, and that's about the main source of our income is for memberships. We do have firewood at the campgrounds that we make a little bit off of. But otherwise, we don't have a big source of money.
Well, and you do educational events, you've been involved with cleanups in the past, conservation events, just fun activities, a lot of different things.
Yes, probably more educational and fun events than anything else right now. Our hope, one of the reasons we're getting involved in this boat races is that it was our feeling that the largest lake in Iowa was not as well used as it should be. In fact, it's very underused for as big of a lake as it is. And we were trying to come up with something that would bring people to the lake to have an activity to come to, and that was really the basis behind how getting involved in this.
And you're talking about the 2017 Cardboard Boat Regatta.
That's right.
Well, that sounds fun, and you've got a bunch of high schools involved.
Yes, we've invited all high schools in Marion County plus Monroe to participate in a cardboard race or regatta. The students in various organizations, including the Science Club and others, are involved in making a cardboard boat. And we're planning a race on the 23rd of this month at the North Overlook Beach, and those schools that are going to participate will be there with their boats and paddle. Two people per boat, and they may paddle it out around a buoy and back again, and they're timed, and we give the first three winners a trophy, and the boat with the most creative design will get a design, and the school with the most get an award, and the schools with the most enthusiasm will get an award. There we have 5 awards.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the cardboard boat regatta coming to Lake Red Rock with Will Prather. And you said it's September 23rd at North Overlook Beach at 9:30.
Yes, that's correct.
And so it'd be nice. I presume the boats are about built, but you'd love spectators.
Yes, we would love spectators. And I'll be very honest about it. The people we've talked to, the general public seems quite enthused about it and thinks, oh, really? That sounds fun. I think I'll go. We would hope we'd have some people there.
This is sort of counterintuitive to me. It seems like a cardboard boat wouldn't float. And so how does that work?
Well, that's the challenge. And another positive on this is that this takes some scientific and intellectual ability to build that boat and have it float. You just can't grab a chunk of cardboard and take it out and it won't float. But if you do the right things to that cardboard, and you're allowed to use tape and paint, it will float. Actually, it appeals to the more scientific-oriented kids. It's not an athletic event. It doesn't necessarily appeal to the kids that are athletic. It appeals more to the kids that may be more involved in scientific endeavor and that sort of thing. So which we think is positive for the schools.
Are some of the boats durable? I mean, do you ever lose one? Do they sink?
Oh, yes. In fact, I've never seen a race, but I've read about them a lot. There's on the computer. There's a lot of information about cardboard boats. Oh yes, they definitely sink, and there's a possibility that I guess none of the boats would make it around and back again. They have to hold two people, and they use a paddle. And the floor has to be built strong enough to hold two people. And of course, again, it depends a little on the size of the person. But they have to stay in the water. It'll probably be about 75 yards altogether that they have to paddle in the water, out and back.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the cardboard boat regatta coming to Lake Red Rock with Will Prather. What equipment can they use? You said duct tape?
Paddle. To build it. Yeah, they can use cardboard, including tubular cardboard and heavy square cardboard, as many layers of cardboard as they want. They can't. They can seal the corners with tape, and they can coat the boat with latex paint. In fact, it's advised that they do that. We also advise them to make it fun, and most of the ones that we have seen in pictures, at least, are of. Unique design, so not only does it float, but it has some creativity to it.
Are there materials that are banned that they can't use?
Yes, they can't use any wood, plastic, styrofoam. And so there's quite a list of things that they cannot use. Pretty much limited to duct tape or heavy tape and cardboard of some sort. They can use several layers of cardboard if they want to, but they can glue the layers together. That's permissible, But if the schools have a list of those things now that they can and cannot use.
Are there size limitations? Can you make a big boat or a little boat?
You can make a big boat, but it has to carry two people. So it has to be large enough to carry two people. But you see, again, I'm not a scientist, but the larger the boat, the less displacement as far as depth is concerned. There is some value in having, if you get too small, it actually it sinks down too far into the water, and that can be a slowing process. I mean, your boat won't, it's harder to get your boat up to speed. So there is some value in having 4 or 5 foot boat square.
What do the principals say the reaction of the kids has been?
Mostly positive, although, again, this is new, and I'm not sure we've done as good a job as we could in talking with the kids themselves and trying to get them more enthused about it. Part of the problem was also that it involves an existing organization. And this means that the sponsor in the class has to take on a new project. This can create some problems as far as the schools are concerned. This is our first year, and we've got a lot to learn. My feeling is we have something that's positive for our county and for our school, for our kids. And it's our hope that we can extend it into something that will be a yearly event that they will compete for.
It's your first year, but you've already got a number of schools that are looking forward to it and are participating. Who's participating?
Knoxville, Melcher, Dallas. Pella's actually having two teams. The Pella homeschool group is going to have a boat. Is that five? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so we've got five boats.
Well, so that's good.
Well, it's we had hoped for more, but that's at least for the first year. We think it's worthy of going ahead with it. Yeah.
Well, and it's tough to get something like this in school. I mean, the curriculum is so planned and it's all laid out well in advance. And so for the teachers and students that have taken this on, they see this as a great opportunity.
Well, we hope so. Yeah, we hope so. I think right now that it's either I'm grossly enthused or I don't know. Our hope is that another year everybody will be enthused about giving it a try. We actually have a traveling trophy that we're going to give the winning school. It's a paddle with written on it who won the race. And then if it's Knoxville, it'll have Knoxville on it this year. And if it's Pella, next year it'll have Pella on it. So it'll travel from school to school.
Okay, and the date again is September 23rd at 9:30 in the morning at North Overlook Beach. And people should get there and watch them early.
We hope so.
Yes. Watch the launch. And
yeah, it should be through by noon. We should be finished by noon, hopefully. And again, we may have some sunken boats, and we may, nobody knows right now exactly how it's going to come out, but we hope for the best.
Thanks to Will Prather for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.